Well, you have a chance to, if you've missed doing the time warp, it's time to limber yourself up and do the time warp again. Richard O'Brien's cult favorite. I can't even call it a cult favorite anymore. It's a mainstream hit, you know. And anyway, the Rocky Horror Show, Springfield Contemporary Theater, its top-selling show, as a matter of fact, over the years.
Right.
And it is back as if for the first time. Nathan Shelton is directing, and he has brought with him his Janet from the production, Carolyn Billingsley, and the production opens tonight at the SCT Center Stage at Will Hoyt Plaza and runs through Sunday the 29th, right?
That's correct.
So, just 2 weekend? Or
it's
doing
a three-weekend
show,
every
as usual?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights at 7:30, and then Sunday matinees at 2, and opening on Friday the 13th. What better way to open a lovely Halloween show?
Oh, man. It's hard to say whether this show works better on stage or in the movie version with Tim Curry, but either way.
Well, I think most people get into it because of the movie. You know, the movie brings people to it, but the stage show has so many things that the movie doesn't have. It has all the songs, all the characters that you love, but then it has so much more. And our version has a lot of video involved in it, not from the film itself,
but original
content that go right hand in hand with it, because movies are so much a part of the story. Science fiction double features the opening song.
It is basically a tribute to, you know, mid-20th century science sci-fi movies and horror, the B-horror movies.
Exactly. All stuff I love. And this is actually my second time directing the production and wanting to take it into a new direction this time. And wonderfully enough, we have such a wonderful, intimate house now with Springfield Contemporary Theater's mm-hmm. center stage that we have. It's an 87-seat house. So you are very immersed in Rocky Horror this time.
And I love the fact that you are offering prop kits sold at the theater before each performance, and you say for the health and safety of cast and audience, outside participation props are not allowed.
Yes.
In other words, you know, don't bring toast that's toasted too hard because you'll injure somebody.
Yes, or rice bags, things like that.
Right, right.
You know, we don't need mice eating us during the show. But no, yeah, we sell prop kits there. We put together some really, really fun kits for everybody, and we invite the audience to participate, to have fun with us.
Now, that was not part of the original show. It wasn't designed into it. It just sort of evolved.
That's something that happened when the movie came out and started to become the midnight movie cult classic that it has become.
So it was never really part of the stage play.
Not originally.
Yeah.
Not originally.
Well, all right. Since we have Janet here, let's talk about Janet. And Carolyn, tell us about your character and what she goes through, what she is expecting to happen, and what actually ends up happening.
Well, Janet starts out as the perfect, like, 50s housewife, sort of. She has her boyfriend, Brad. They've been dating for a while. And at the beginning of the show, they get engaged.
Right.
And then there is a crazy turn of events, and they end up at Frank's house. And
Dr. Frank Enferter, yes.
Yes, played by Ran, who is absolutely brilliant.
Yes, local rock star Ran Cummings of the band Transylvania plays Frank Enferter in this production.
Let's see,
awesome.
How appropriate is that?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, her character does a complete 180, and she's the exact opposite as how she starts the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one thing that I'm super proud of that we've done with the show is that the most important thing to us is conveying the story. And I know, like, it's no secret that Rocky can be hard to understand. And so we've done everything we can to help the audience and have the audience help us tell the story while still having fun at the forefront of our minds.
Well, that's why in the movie version you have the psychologist or whatever –
oh, yes.
As a narrator talking about what's happening.
That's in the stage play, too.
Yeah, it is.
The narrator character this time is actually played by former SCT, one of SCT's favorite actors, Heath Hillhouse, who played Frankenfurter in my last production 7 years ago and is now the narrator in this production. This guy knows Rocky Horror like no other. He's lived and breathed this show since he was a kid, and he is great with playing with the audience when the audience gives callbacks to us.
Now, you are directing. It's choreographed by Vince Miller, and, of course, Alex Huff is a musical director. Who else is in the cast? So this uses a, cast of thousands.
We have a cast of 16 in this production. We have some great people. Actually, Vince Miller, who is our choreographer, is also playing opposite Janet here, is also playing our Brad.
He's Brad, okay.
Yeah, and he was our Rocky in our last production. So no stranger to Rocky Horror. We also have, Ruby Belafonte playing
Ruby Infante.
Infante.
Belafonte?
I was jazzing it up a bit. She'll thank me later.
Damn.
Ruby Infante is playing Columbia. Helena Lee is new to our stage this time too, and she's playing Magenta. Who else do we have? I haven't slept in days. So we've got a lot of people, a lot of phantoms in this show too.
Ellen Spann.
Oh,
as
Ellen
Riffraff.
Spann. Yes, is Riffraff. We have a female Riffraff, and she is. Oh,
that's interesting.
It.
Oh,
she's incredible.
She's just got this voice that just blows you out of the water. It's amazing.
Riffraff's got great music to sing.
Yes, very much so. And
she really does.
Yes, Shim.
Shim.
And she's such a great character. Hunter McMahon is our Eddie. Oh, and we have another SCT favorite. Ron is our
Dr. Scott.
Yes, there's a lot of fun things for everybody in this show, I think.
And the production certainly contains sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yes. And
in abundance. it was always kind of a fun, raunchy sort of thing. But it's the audience participation that really.
Oh, it
kind
livens
of makes
it
the
up.
It livens it up to a great degree.
Yeah, last night's our final dress rehearsal. Last night we had some folks in from Kansas City from a group called Play It Again Rocky, and they they come out, they do reviews of Rocky all over the Midwest, and they came out and sat in the audience and really had a great time, took some photos.
It was much fun.
And they were doing callbacks to the cast, yelling things out. And it really livened up the show. Everybody had such a good time. We had an amazing rehearsal. I can't wait till we get audiences in here to see
this. That's the thing about Rocky Horror and the audience participation. I mean, there's a lot of almost set bits that the audience is expected to do.
Oh,
but
yes.
On the other hand, if you've never seen the show before, do you feel lost when you're sitting there trying to?
Not at all. It's so inclusive. That's one of the unique things I think about that the culture that has popped up around Rocky Horror is that as immersive as they all are with each other and collaborative, they all know these things. They're very open to letting other people in, and these callbacks allow people into the story and to have more fun with it in different ways than they would, just going to see a traditional show where you go and you sit and you watch something being performed for you. This really is at the heart of what
it's very interactive.
It is. And that's it's what the heart of what Springfield Contemporary Theater is all about, is very immersive theater. Mm-hmm. And this is very immersive. It's right in alignment with what we do.
I mean, that's the thing, because with an 87 seat house, the audience and the players are right in each other's laps.
Yes, and it's a thrust stage, so three quarters.
Yes.
So you are sitting around the actors, and the actors are coming through the audience. We have phantoms interacting with you. We might pull you up and have you do the time warp with us.
Yeah, unfortunately, you won't be playing on Thanksgiving, which is a Tuesday night. So,
Halloween.
Yes. Thanksgiving, Halloween, which is a Tuesday night. But so you'll be ending on the previous Sunday, the 29th.
That's correct.
And performances, again, Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., Sunday afternoons at 2 at SCT Center Stage in Wellhoyt Plaza. Tickets range from $12 to $25, as usual, for the musicals.
It's $30 for the musicals.
Oh, is it? Well, wait a minute. I thought I got that right off the website.
No, that's the plays are 25.
Maybe I looked at the wrong. Okay.
Yes.
I looked at the wrong line.
And it's 27 for students and seniors.
Okay. So So we do go up to a $30. That's what. Okay. Somehow that didn't sound right, but I thought I got that right off the website.
Yeah. Well, that just changed this year. So.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're up to a $30 top on musicals.
That's correct. And we have all sorts of discounts. We have student discounts, and there's Student Rush.
Right.
So if you pop up, Student Rush is $12, like you had said.
Mm-hmm.
So we invite all students to come and see us. Usually Thursdays are the best for that, because this show does sell pretty well, and tickets are going really, really well. So
already,
get those tickets now.
Well, all right. You can call 831-8001 or visit SpringfieldContemporaryTheater.org to find out about the rest of the season, and to buy your tickets for Rocky Horror Show, which opens tonight at SCT Center Stage. Carolyn Billingsley is Janet, and Nathan Shelton is directing the production. You're That you certainly had enough on your hands doing that. You didn't really think about even acting in the thing, did you?
These guys are so good. Honestly, it makes me jealous I'm not on stage.
Nah, yeah.
They're fantastic. It's so much fun to watch every night. I wish I could jump up there, but alas, I can't.
All right. Well,
I would have died.
Thanks for coming. I appreciate you coming in on opening night. So.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.